This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Abro, an avid and intrepid traveller. From scuba diving to jungle trekking, skydiving to glacier walking, I have travelled to all seven continents of the world. I have crossed the Arctic and Antarctic circles, stood with my feet on either side of the equator, and climbed to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. Being diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa and going blind have not stopped my travels, just changed the way in which I experience them. As I share some of my adventures with you, I hope this will encourage you to try some travels of your own. People sometimes ask me how I travel or if I still enjoy traveling as I can no longer see. I explain that travel's not all about seeing, although obviously if you have vision, you're going to take in your surroundings through your vision. But although my other senses haven't improved, I've learned to pay more attention to them, and I also see through the people around me. Today I want to take you on some of the amazing experiences that I've been on and show you what I mean about traveling as a blind man. We're heading to Slovenia. Many years ago, when I could still read newspapers, I found a fascinating article on the capital city, Ljubljana. I tore it out and put it into our travel folder, which I kept there for many years, even though I could no longer read it. Every time we thought about heading off to Slovenia, the weather report was dismal, so we put it off for another year. Eventually, in 2024, we decided we had to go, despite the weather. We turned it into a bit of a longer trip by starting in Venice in Italy and then on to Trieste in Italy as well. From there, we took a bus across the border and on to Lake Bled. Lake Bled has a 6-kilometer walk around the circumference, and as it was just drizzling lightly, we took our umbrellas and set off on our walk. The rain got harder and harder, and we kept asking each other, should we continue or turn back? Well, we decided we should just carry on for a while. And then by the time the rain was really pouring down on us, we felt it was too late to turn around, so we pressed on. Not quite halfway around, we discovered there was a campsite, and next to that was a restaurant. We were soaked by this stage, and I can tell you that a beer and a plate of chips never tasted so good. We stayed for a while to dry off a little bit in the warmth, and then continued on our walk. A number of times along our walk, we stopped just to listen to the rain. We were standing sometimes in lush vegetation or in areas where there were streams of water rushing across the path which we were walking along. And the sounds, the smells, it was just fantastic. I've said to Annie many times since we've been on this walk, if we'd walked around this lake in beautiful blue sky weather, we would have had a great walk. But I'm certain that we would not have spoken about it as many times as we have since we did this walk in the rain. Just remembering the smells, the sounds, the noise of the rain, it was immense. Thankfully, our next walk was much drier. We were walking through a gorge that has a 1.6 kilometer trail, and the best part about it was it's a one-way walk. So there's no people coming towards you having to pass you on this narrow path. We were issued with helmets as there are falling rocks and danger of overhanging rocks that we had to be aware of, and we set off on our walk. The power of the water cascading over the waterfall, the sound of it, the spray that was all around us in the air, it was just incredible to feel this. A number of times we stopped to feel these amazing outcrops of rocks because they were all wet, and so growing in every crack and crag was something else to feel and touch and smell and just take in this beauty that was all around us. At the end of the gorge, we handed our helmets back in, and the path took us through the forest, which, although it was right next to the gorge, was completely different vegetation, the feel was different, and the smells were also completely different. A number of times we walked off the path into the forest, just going, as they say, commune with nature. It was lovely to just stand around in the quiet of this forest and enjoy the feeling of what was around us. We couldn't stay quite as long as we wanted to, as we had to head to a meeting point for our ride back into town. And we reached the end point of a small, pretty church with a coffee shop where we enjoyed some coffee. And of course, while we were sitting there, it started to rain. The rest of our trip took us to the castles overlooking Lake Bled and another one in the capital city of Ljubljana, which is another fantastic place to visit. It's a small city, easy to get around, with lots of interesting things, no matter what your wishes are for what you're doing on your visit. There are museums, there's a city park, there's interesting sculptures, and of course, great cafes, bars, and restaurants. We finished our trip by taking the night train from Ljubljana to Zurich, as it just sounded like a fun thing to do. We spent a day in Zurich going out on the lake and then flew home to London. So many different varied experiences on such a short trip, and regardless of vision or not, so much to take in. Having visited Ljubljana and Lake Bled and having had such a fantastic time proved to me that it was well worth keeping that newspaper article for all those years. Join me next time on RNIB Connect Radio for another adventure. But for now, I'll leave you to plan your own travels.